But now let's turn to Foxwoods. Yesterday, while we were on the air, a story broke that there was a hostage situation at Foxwoods. It ended with one person in custody. It involved two people that were restrained in a hotel room at Foxwoods Resort Casino. And we have two people on the phone now who were in the hotel at the time. It's Jennifer and Samantha. Good morning. Thank you for coming on.
Good morning.
So who wants to start?
Oh, I can start.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
You want me to go ahead?
Yes.
So I'm on the 15th floor, and a little after 7, they were banging on my door saying, you need to get downstairs, you need to get downstairs, get in the elevator and go downstairs. So we were all getting dressed or whatever, and I finally got out there, and there was probably 4 or 5 other security guards banging on doors, and I said, are we on fire? Because usually when you're being evacuated, it's something to do with a fire alarm right. or something. And he just kept saying, no, there's a situation. Get downstairs now. Get downstairs now. Well, by the time I got downstairs, I mean, there was numerous people downstairs. People didn't have shoes on. They were pajamas.
What's going through your mind when someone says it's not a fire, it's a situation? What are you thinking?
Honestly, I figured it was some kind of domestic violence something.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I figured it was because when I was going downstairs, there was other people in the elevator, and I was asking them if they were being evacuated, which they were not on my floor, and they knew nothing about it. So I figured it was some kind of isolated situation to my floor at that time.
Okay, and you're both from Oklahoma, and you're in Connecticut. Why?
We're here for a work conference.
Okay. Is this your first time in Connecticut?
Yes, it is.
Welcome.
Oh. Yeah, it gets better.
Sorry. Yeah, it does.
Okay, so who was that? Was that Jennifer who just spoke?
That was Samantha.
That was Samantha. All right, so Samantha was on the 15th floor. Mm-hmm. And Jennifer, which floor were you on?
Yeah, so I was on the 23rd floor, and so I didn't know anything until Samantha pretty much probably texted me as soon as she got to the bottom and said we're being evacuated. So I jumped up because I just assumed because I was a few floors up that they just hadn't gotten to my floor. So I started getting up trying to gather all of my things together. And then, I waited a little bit. Still nobody was coming, so I'm texting her, and I'm like, what do you need? Because she wasn't able to grab anything out of her room. And she's like, I don't have a phone charger. And I was like, okay, well, so I just started grabbing things that I thought she might need. So I go down to take her all that, not really understanding that once I'm downstairs, that's it. There's no going back up because they're not letting anybody back up. So we were, at that point then, both just kind of downstairs in the lobby just watching all the law enforcement people just come piling in.
There are
I've never seen so many in one place.
All right, so Samantha was on the 15th floor. Jennifer was on the 23rd floor, and the incident was on the 16th floor. And as you were down in the lobby, what were people saying? Did you know what it was at that point?
Maybe about 10 minutes after we got downstairs, probably 7:30 or so. They were talking about a hostage situation with guns and everything. And we started seeing the SWAT teams come in, the highway patrol, all of the security people. I mean, there were so many law enforcement people there. We were like, okay, well, maybe this is a big deal. So we had heard the rumor. I mean, we heard all kinds of rumors about a woman escaped, crawling down the hallway, banging on doors, asking for help. Then we heard she was still in there. So we weren't really for sure what was true and what wasn't.
Oh, and law enforcement was telling us anything. They would not give us any information, which, you know, I get it. It was ongoing. The security personnel here, the hotel employees, we were all in the dark. And you know, at casinos, none of the TVs are on because the sports bar and places like that are closed at 7:30 in the morning. So we are getting zero information. We're trying to go online. We were trying to find anything about what was happening, and there was nothing. Like, plus, we're not from here, so we don't know what news stations or, you know, TV stations or even radio stations even try to look up. So we were just trying to go through all of our social media platforms to try to find anything,
and there was nothing.
There was nothing.
I mean, think about it. It's 24 hours later, and we still know probably the same information other than it being resolved that we knew when we got off the air yesterday at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
Not a lot of information.
No.
And there's not a lot of footage. We thought we'd see footage all day of, you know, police and, you know, tactical gear with long guns, bomb sniffing dogs. We thought we'd see all these things. No, we saw pictures of police under the canopy at the valet. And that was it. That's all we saw. Mm. Nothing on social media. It's been very, it's weird. But, yeah. You know, the Mashantucket Pequot tribe, that's their country. It's, I don't know if you know this, ladies, but that's their own country.
Right. We're actually here. We work for the Osage Nation of Oklahoma. We're here for the National Indian Tribal Tax Commission conference.
Cool.
So we are very aware, you know, of how this operates and how typically law enforcement operates with tribal law enforcement. At least we do in Oklahoma. I know it's different in different states and depending on their agreements, but we're pretty used to having that situation.
Yeah, no, you get it. So, yeah. All right. And then how long was it before you were able to go back to your rooms?
They came out and told everybody that they could go back up except floors 15, 16, and 17. And that was about 10 a.m. And so everybody else was able to go up except for those three floors. And those three floors, I don't think Sam was allowed back in until probably 2.
Yeah, like 2:30, I think.
How did they do that? Did they program the elevators to not open on those floors, or did they have someone in the elevator car?
Oh, they had security, like you couldn't even get into the little lobby where the elevators were. And when you attempted to, they would ask you what floor you were going to. They walked me to the elevator, and then they had someone open the elevator for me. I thought they were going to get in and like ride with me to my room for a second.
Right.
But they were pretty on top of that.
That's good. It's good to know that they can handle a situation like that. And All right. Well, craziness. How long are you in Connecticut now?
We, our conference ends on Wednesday. Okay. Sam was back on Thursday. I'm staying a little longer, so I was gonna vacay.
Good. It sounds like you can use it now.
So. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy excitement. Jennifer and Samantha from Oklahoma at Foxwoods yesterday during that hostage situation. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your stay.
Yeah.
Hope it's far less interesting.
Yeah. Well, they have a story now, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How was Connecticut? Oh, sit down. Sit down.
Go get some pizza. Make it feel better.
That will help for sure.
So we got this recording of a woman who does a television show. We don't know where. She sounds like she's from Long Island, right?
It is Long Island.
It is Long Island? Okay. AJ, can you pick the part of Long Island by hearing her accent?
Possibly, yes.
Okay. I happen to think that she's Nassau County.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she's closer to New York. But she made, you want to start with the first video?
Sure.
All right. This is a short one. It's just talking about what's going on at Foxwoods.
So, there's a hostage situation on our floor in Foxwoods. And they even have, besides the SWAT team, military just came in. So they got the military up there. And I cannot begin to tell you, the regular police.
Okay, so first of all, in the first few seconds, she's wrong. The military was not there. It's state police, SWAT team. In tactical gear. They look military, but
sure.
It's not military. It's police. Okay.
Right.
So, go ahead. And she's like, she sounds annoyed. Like, you know, friggin' hostages over here.
Well, it's New York, you know.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
All different kinds of police. Military. Wearing our pajamas. No shoes on. It's been over an hour.
An hour?
It's a freaking nightmare.
It's a nightmare.
Okay. The accent came out more and more as she got annoyed.
Yeah. Right. I think she's somewhere Seaford, Oyster Bay.
Yeah, she's like, the buffet's not out yet.
Yeah.
She's not quite New York line. She's just past Nassau County.
Yeah.
I think it's Seaford, Oyster Bay.
Yeah, she's in Nassau, though.
Yeah.
That's not Suffolk.
Right, like mid-Nassau.
Yeah.
No shoes on.
She almost sounds like Dice.
A little
no shoes on. It's a freaking nightmare.
It's been over an hour.
My pedicure behind this damn rug.
Mineola, New York?
Mineola? Yeah, NASA. Okay. Nassau County. Yep. It's a friggin' nightmare. You're in pajamas.
Right.
In a casino.
There's a lot of people in pajamas.
In a resort.
You're okay. You're okay.
You're not being held hostage.
No. Yeah.
Right.
All right, let's go to the second clip. This one's a little longer, but we'll get a little bit into it here.
Update on, we're back in our room. We left the room at...
First of all, how many followers does she have where she's coming on? Update! Breaking news, it's me again with no shoes on. Still a nightmare over here at Foxwoods. How many followers?
3,900.
Wow.
Okay.
So all of Long Island. Her girl's on Long Island. Friends, what's going on? Did you get your shoes yet?
Okay, update.
That's only a couple of, like, Nassau County neighborhoods.
Yeah. I've never heard that number described that way. 3,900.
That's Syosset right there in Plainville, or Plainview.
So almost my 4,000 followers. Still a nightmare over here.
Here's a pajamagram.
2,900 of your family, but I just want you to know.
So now you're becoming kind of Boston-ish.
I don't know how to do it.
All right.
What was it? 6 a.m. was 6:15 in the pajamas, no shoes.
She's hung up on this no shoes thing, man. She does
and
not,
the pajamas.
She does right. not like not having shoes.
Sorry, there's no time to change in the event right. of an emergency.
Yeah. Someone's being held hostage. Two people are being held hostage. You're worried about your friggin' feet.
Yeah, she has chipped toenails.
The two girls that we just talked to, they mentioned the pajamas and the no shoes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they weren't whining about it, though.
No.
They mentioned it. It was a fact. Yeah. She wasn't, like, harping on it. She didn't go back to it every minute. This one's like, still down here in my pajamas and no shoes.
Worst of all, there's no coffee.
My toenails are clicking like a dog on linoleum.
It's a friggin' nightmare. All right.
We went and got clothes and Foxwoods paid for our breakfast.
So you're not in the pajamas. You got clothes.
Right. Yeah. Got clothes.
Got free breakfast.
And a free breakfast.
For breakfast.
Yeah. It's not bad.
You're making out of here.
It's pretty good.
You know what? We're doing part two in Dumbass News. I'm moving what we had in Dumbass News. All right, we're playing this woman out of Long Island, New York, who was at Foxwoods yesterday during this. Foxwoods not calling it a hostage situation. They're saying two people were restrained. One person's now in custody. It's all fine.
Nothing to see here. Oh, my God. There were so many folks everywhere, and they all had badges on, and they all had military equipment, and they had face masks. It was very scary. It was very, very scary, and I'm in my pajamas, and I'm shaking, and I had no shoes. My shoes fell off, and it wasn't very nice because my toenail paint was all chipped. I was not ready to receive so many people, especially the military, who I have much respect for, but I look bad for.
All right.
We went and got clothes, and Foxwoods paid for our breakfast. I'm going to have them pay for our dinner. And they extended.
Oh, my God.
We hit them for everything they had over there. I had a nice breakfast. I had a nice, it was like a Mayonnaise with a little sauce on top of the egg. And it was served in a really nice dish. And then I had some really nice coffee. And the creamers were to be not, oh, my God, they were so good. And then later on, a nice crab salad for lunch. And you don't usually get a crab salad that good at a casino. But this was amazing. They even had the crab was kind of like sitting there with the meat hanging out of it. It was really quite lovely. I still had no shoes on, though.
I love how there's no empathy for the people who were restrained.
Nope. Not once.
There's
Not
zero.
Yet.
It's all about, doesn't they care. Better make it up to me.
It was my inconvenience, for God's sake.
They owe me.
I'm gonna have them
I had
pay
to walk out
dinner.
Of my room like a clown.
Have them pay for dinner. Have them pay for your cigarettes. Yeah, oh, my God. How many does she smoke a day?
Girl.
Yeah,
I had 15 so far.
I had 15.
15 so far.
Especially after the stressful morning she just had.
That's right.
And the worst part is I had to smoke outside because I had no shoes on.
Her weekend allotment is dangerously low now.
And they extended our stay for a little bit longer tomorrow, so I'll get a later ferry back.
Got a free day.
Who's who's with her? Her husband? I want to see him.
Yeah, who's we?
That poor
right.
man.
Who's we?
It's my husband, Bob, who's cowering in the corner over there. He doesn't say much unless I ask him to.
He was smart enough to wear his shoes when he left the room.
Actually, he never takes him off his feet of that bed.
By the way,
no.
There's not a fire situation unless there's an active shooter and bullets are coming through the window. I'm putting my goddamn shoes absolutely. On, okay? I'm not leaving without my shoes. Like, what are you disgusting. Wearing? Like, boots up to your knees with laces? Is it going to take you 3 hours to put your shoes on?
Oh, the worst part was I had to walk around.
Slip-on shoes, 100%.
She wears her
There's no laces. She's not bending over to tie her shoes.
Yep.
The worst part was the fact that I had to walk around with no shoes on, and my toenails were clicking on the floor like a dog on linoleum.
You've made this joke 3 times today already.
I still love it.
I know.
I still love it.
He loves the feet.
Thank you. You want to go into cutting the carpet with the toenails? And the
Not anymore. Thank you very much. It was all very scary, though.
Okay. All right. Let's
Did you
go.
Hit the slots after?
Yeah, what are you calling slots?
Slots.
I may be a little frisky, but I'm not a slot.
How do you think I got this job?
All right, back to her.
Then just taking a shower, and I'll be next. I'm just like, my blood pressure's a little high, but I'm okay.
No one asked, by the way. I'm sure, like, no one asked in her feed, like, yeah. how's your blood pressure?
Yeah, nobody in the chat. What are your levels, Donna? What's going on?
To be honest with you, it might be because I had so much of the cracked crab. It was all quite salty.
I mean, I know the breakfast was free, but it was not what I would have ordered.
Yeah.
I thought the hash browns were a little salty as well, but no, it was free, you know.
Poor Linda. All 3,900 followers had to know she's taking a shower. I'm in a freaking shower over here. I can't have a shower in privacy.
My body's all soapy right now. It's not even the soap I wanted to have. This is going to dry my skin. I'm going to chafe.
It's that little hotel bar soap. There's really, really not enough.
The
you
worst
can't get
was
a good lash on that soap.
I was washing my ass and the soap disappeared. All of a sudden, I'm walking down the hallway and bubbles are coming out.
And then I coughed and there it was again. It was back.
I look like a bubble machine.
Oh my God.
What did it sound like? Oh, this lady, I can't take her.
There's a lot more.
There's a friggin' hostage situation. She's like, and my feet.
But I got a free dinner.
And Linda's in the shower.
My blood pressure. I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right.
I would not believe.
So what if
Horribly.
We establish she does not like not having shoes on? She was right. down there in her pajamas. They gave her breakfast, extended her stay, but she feels like that's not enough. She
right.
has no empathy for the people who have been helped. She's never said, I hope they're okay. She's never said that once.
She did give us an update on her condition.
Her blood pressure's a little high, but I'm okay.
As I'm in the shower, more steam is happening because of my body.
And she gave us an update that Linda's in the shower. Linda's in the shower.
Just so you know, I'm all soapy and I lost my soap. It's somewhere in the crack of my ass.
I want to talk to Nancy Rizzuti.
If you suddenly smell Dove, it's me.
All right.
It's moisturizing, by the way.
Let's go back to her long update.
It was scary. And now let me say this, because I heard people outside the door. So I was listening, and it sounded like the police. So I opened the door to see what happened, and this poor young girl was crawling right in front of me, crying and babbling, and they just kept telling her to come forward. They had their guns drawn, and they told me to close the door, and I did right away. And a few minutes later, they knocked on the door, and they, leave right away. So
hold on. She just meowed in the middle of this really intense story of what happened. This is the most details we've heard from an eyewitness about this story.
Yeah.
It sounds like one of the captives got out and was crawling down the hallway crying as police with guns drawn are saying, come to us.
Yeah.
That's pretty dramatic.
It's a heavy scene.
That's a heavy scene.
Yeah.
Right.
And then she meows in the middle of it. She just goes, meow.
Meow.
And then it was like, yeah.
What's a meow?
Meow. Well, what happened was first I opened the door, and then I forgot I wasn't wearing anything. They said, close the door. And then they said, open the door again.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Meow.
He said, I can see bubbles coming out of your ass.
The lady's crawling down the friggin' hallway.
Unbelievable.
And she goes, meow.
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 Meow. She looked like a cat. Meow.
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 I suddenly had to use the litter box myself.
Made me miss my cat at home.
Meow.
Meow.
Meow. Oh, this eyewitness account is too much for me. It's really...
There is so much time left, too.
And
it's remarkable.
She's still talking, as a matter of fact.
But we're weaving in and out of the most nonsensical, report from a person. Like, all right, so you had no shoes on, you're in your pajamas. Okay, right. Fine. But then you go to this woman's crying, crawling down the hall, crawling towards police with guns drawn. I'm like, okay, I'm sorry. Why couldn't you start with that?
Yeah. The order of important details.
Yes.
You would think that would come early.
Mm-hmm. Right. No,
we had to know
first.
About her pajamas, her feet,
right.
The shower
also,
of Linda, her blood pressure.
Right. And let's
dinner
not forget the free breakfast
clearly
I had.
Already upset about.
You buried the headline, by the way. The headline is what you saw when you opened the door. That's where you start.
She just had breakfast and she's already upset about dinner.
Yeah.
Right. Meow.
Yeah. I thought the eggs mayonnaise could have been cooked better.
Yeah.
The sauce was nice buttery as I preferred.
All right.
Leave right away, so we just grabbed our pocketbooks and doing a jacket and a bathrobe, and we ran the hell out. They had their guns drawn, and SWAT was here and everything. They were very accommodating, very nice, I have to say that. The people that work here couldn't be nicer. But it was terrifying. So I had an EMT guy.
Back
do
to
that.
Her.
But I have to say that.
I have to say that they were really nice, even though I don't want to say it because I'm upset with my feet and my pajamas and my meal.
Also, I don't want to say
go ahead, AJ.
I do want to state one thing. I want to state one thing. Also, if they really cared for us with breakfast, they would have had warm butter, not that little things that they had in little tubs. Because the warm butter shows you care, and when you spread it on the bread, it actually stays together as opposed to tearing the bread up.
That's right. Tears the
that.
Bread up.
For God's sake.
How inconsiderate.
But they
give
were very
bread,
nice.
But then give me
but
the bread ripper
nice.
Butter.
But they were very nice. I have to say.
She didn't want to admit they were nice. She was like, they were very nice.
It did. It sounded like she wanted to ask
she
them for more things.
Yeah,
but I have to say
I
they
have
were
to
nice.
Say they were nice.
I have to say that.
They gave me enough free things, so I'll say they're nice.
Phil, can you?
The molten lava cake could have been better.
Can you section off how long she spent talking about the poor woman who sounds like she was one of the victims of this?
It'll take me a second, but yes, I can.
Because we're like 5 or more minutes into her now.
She's really only spoken for 2 minutes here. We've just, like,
longer.
Every quote has been a gem. We've had a hard time moving past it.
Yeah.
Let's not forget how long I talked on the ferry on the ride home.
Oh, Jesus.
God. Imagine getting stuck next to her. Hear her whole story.
Yeah, who's that lady in pajamas and no shoes?
Nancy Rizzuti. I'm with the Gagoot show.
Update on the ferry.
I'm updating. Yeah, update. I'm leaving Connecticut now.
If I'm That's being, my Hyundai Santa Fe parked on the upper deck.
If I'm being a little generous here, it was about 42 seconds of her talking about it.
Well, about the victim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Out of 5 minutes. Woo.
Yeah.
And she's back to her now.
Of course.
But it was terrifying. So I had an EMT guy do my blood pressure, which was elevated, of course. And,
she had an EMT guy take my blood pressure.
I know there's important things going on right
elevated.
Now.
My blood pressure was elevated.
For God's sake, put a cuff around me and test it.
I'm elevated. Quick, get me a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Definitely calls him handsome young man.
I have to say they were nice, but my blood pressure was elevated.
You want some high stakes, for God's sake. I was ready to blow over here.
I'm watching more of her stuff later tonight.
Oh, this Nancy Rizzuti is a star.
I'm telling you, one more of her own hash show. Brown, boom, I would have exploded.
The Nancy Rizzuti show.
By the way, this is still the update.
Wow. What I went through, for God's sake, was much worse.
I can't believe what's happening to me.
You go for a stay, next thing you know, there I am with no shoes on and my pajamas hanging in the lobby.
Linda's in the shower, then I'm going to take a shower, then I might take a nap, but I'm never coming back here again, although everyone was very nice.
Very nice. Thank you, Ashley.
My blood pressure was a little high, but we had a nice breakfast.
I'll just be over here with my elevated blood pressure. I'm fine.
That's right. She had an EMT check her out.
Yes.
Right. If I put my head between my legs, I'm good.
She wasn't held hostage.
And she was already, you could tell, jockeying for a free dinner.
She's looking for free stuff.
And I lost a bar of soap in my ass.
And where did we leave off with her?
We left off with, I think, right there. I think we got through everything that we heard.
Okay.
Yeah. So this is the last video. This is the third of three.
Okay.
All right. So I've had my shower. By the way, I forgot my makeup on my bed.
Stop.
Shower.
Excellent update already.
Right. Her 3,900 followers need to know she's showered.
I'm showered.
I had a shower. I washed everything. It was awesome.
I did my shower.
I forgot my makeup on my bed.
I scrubbed between my toes.
The water was nice and warm.
My little tootsies were cold because I had to leave the room with no shoes or socks. I was standing on the marble.
I still have chipped toenail paint, but we'll get past it.
I just want my 3,900 people to know that I'm showered.
I'm fresh and clean as a daisy again.
All right.
By the way, I forgot my makeup on my bed. They don't have one single place in Foxwoods where you can get eyebrow pencil or a lipstick.
Well, wait. She went back. Wait. She left her makeup on the bed. She was evacuated. Now she's back in the room. She showered.
I think she means at home.
She left her makeup at home.
I think that's what she means when she says that, because why else would she be trying to buy it? Also, there's definitely a place where you can buy friggin' lipstick.
Yeah, you can buy
what are you talking about?
It's a casino. Yeah.
There was a pile of makeup next to the cat on my bed. It's probably all knocked on the floor by now. It's probably rouge everywhere.
I know you heard about the hostage situation and the guns and things. I just want you to know I don't have any makeup.
I have no eyebrows.
I've got no eyeliner.
No one can see. I look shocked.
I can't make my face.
This lipstick situation is very dire.
There's no place here to buy lipstick. My feet are still cold from standing on the marble. It's the longest of my life I've ever been in pajamas. I'm 52 years old. I've never spent this much time in my pajamas.
In a good way.
In a good way. All right.
No CVS. Are you freaking kidding me?
No, they're called high-end makeup stores.
Yeah. It's called Macy's.
No, but in Foxwoods, they have places where you can buy makeup. It's high-end makeup.
Yeah, it's like
Ultima or something like that.
Ultima? Ulta. I know it's mom.
Ulta. Sorry, that's a Nissan.
I put a Nissan on my face.
It looked like a Nissan.
Off to Ultima to get my lipstick. I love it.
She's amazing.
It's not easy. You put it in the front of the car and then hit it.
What kind of place is this with no CVS? There's no Applebee's downstairs.
I can't use my coupons.
It's a freaking nightmare.
I don't even know where the closest Walmart is.
Who runs this place?
How about a Walgreens or something?
I'm never coming back here again.
And can we have a larger soap?
No CVS. Oh, my God.
No CVS. Who are senior citizens supposed to crash into over here? That's what CVS stands for, crash vehicle in the store.
Oh, Nancy Rizzuti.
What a gem.
What a gem. She is a reality show.
Oh, yeah.
She really is.
But you know what? As soon as she starts acting like she should be on a reality show, this is her. This is really her. She really truly believed that the update should be about, no CVS, I don't have any makeup.
Yeah. It should be like a Truman Show situation. The cameras are there. She never knows.
Yes.
She never
it's a year calls. Of that.
The right. show should be called, I'm okay, thanks for asking.
Yeah. That's perfect, AJ.
Oh, my God. A hostage situation and like nine of the, you know, 9.5 minutes about her and her feet and her pajamas and her meal and her makeup.
At first, they said hostage situation, so I wanted some cupcakes and ding-dongs.
Oh, it's a hostage situation.
But I found it was not the case.
No
oh, you're the host of snowballs.
No ding-dongs.
You're the host of snowballs. I put my makeup on with those. They're quite the applicator.
She's worried about a CVS.
CVS.
I want an update on Linda. What's she up to?
We have not heard from her. Linda's We've heard of her
never
only.
Emerged.
Can I tell you the
she's
only reason
still-
we... Sorry, AJ. Go ahead.
She's still in the shower and she's all pruny.
No, the only reason we heard about Linda is because Nancy wanted to take a shower and Linda was in it.
Yeah, Linda's eating up all the
that
time.
Is exactly.
Linda's in the shower. All the hot water.
All the hot water's gone.
I want to take a shower, but Linda's in there. Oh my God, my feet.
Linda is the Garth to her Wayne. She chimes in with one word every 900.
When she gets that moment, yeah. Yeah,
exactly.
All right.
As shower, I'm feeling a lot better.
I did not start this over. This is continuation.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Repeating herself.
Coming back to the shower.
Yeah. My hair's still wet. I don't think I'm going to gamble too much anymore.
By the way, this is, again, the hostage update.
Right.
It was two people held hostage.
My hair's right. still wet.
My hair's still wet. My hair's when I'm out of chips.
I know you all wanted to know.
Nancy, they have hair dryers in the rooms you can use.
I was going to hit the machines.
I'm happy to do this service for you. I'm uncomfortable, as you can see. My hair's wet. I have no makeup.
My bucket of quarters.
They don't even have a CVS here. No makeup and my hair's wet.
Who runs this place?
What kind of world are we living in over here in Connecticut?
Never again.
Long Island.
Ever,
I can walk
ever.
Out the door and there's a CVS and get my makeup.
I'll go to Mohegan.
Every 5 feet, there's a CVS and a Dunkin'.
I know.
Where are we in this update?
There's about 40 seconds left.
Oh, okay. All right. We're going to make it to the right. end.
Yeah. Maybe a little bit, but I'm not even winning. And the first day we were here, someone stole. I left my scooter downstairs. Somebody stole it.
Okay. She's back to...
Back to her.
Gambling?
She's not even winning.
I'm not right. winning over here.
I hit the machine for $600 with the ATM.
Someone stole my scooter. First of all, she didn't bring a scooter from Long Island. That's yeah. Foxwood's scooter.
It's there. It belongs to them.
Someone got in it and probably moved it back to where it was supposed to be parked.
It's the one that had bare feet prints and it had soap for my ass on
it's
it.
It's a lucky scooter.
I left it right next to the fountain, so I knew it was mine. Drove that all day with my bare feet.
He's come and did it.
Oh, Nancy.
Oh, she's awesome.
How close are we to the
30
end?
Seconds. We got to get there. We have to do
we're
it. I need
make
to know.
It to the end. Yeah. Nancy, we're going to make it. Oh, my God, we're going to make it.
And then I went through three today. I mean, we only get charged for one, but what the frick is going on in this world? It's unbelievable.
Wait, what happened?
Her scooter was taken, and then she had another one, and then she left it and came back, and that one was gone, so she's had three of them.
Yeah, they take them and put them back.
Yeah.
Yes.
She's only charged for one.
Right.
She hasn't been charged.
What's going on in the world?
Nancy.
What's going on in the world?
People are putting back my scooters.
Scooter thieves, for God's sake.
But she thinks they're stolen. She doesn't think they're being put back. Like everywhere I go around here, people are stealing stuff.
They were probably commandeered by the police.
Wow, it's weird. Someone stole the scooter and then put it back where the other scooters are.
Is that my scooter?
It's diabolical.
Must be a ring of the scooter thieves here.
You think she's a person at a restaurant who like goes to the bathroom and when she comes back, the food has been taken and she complains.
Yeah.
That, no, this was my silverware and my plate is missing now.
I had half a biscuit with butter on it.
I was going to lick that.
And it was the hard butter, not the soft kind. You really cared.
All right. Where are we now?
We have time left. We have 23 seconds.
All right. Oh my God.
Anyway, Linda's downstairs gambling because she's winning, and that's wonderful.
She doesn't sound happy for Linda.
Not happy for Linda.
That's wonderful. All,
no. And that's wonderful.
Good for her.
Yeah, she's winning. At least someone's winning.
She's paying, no one's she's paying for lunch in the very back.
Again, just as a reminder, this is the update to the hostage situation.
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
That's right.
Right.
I'm going to go see if they'll give me something for a gift card for dinner. Because, I mean, I'm starting my day at what? 3:30 in the afternoon? Come on.
Come on.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous. But, my hair's wet.
My hair's wet. I have no makeup.
Ridiculous.
My feet are cold.
Bad. I feel bad for that one convenience customer, the counter.
Oh, I know.
She's coming.
The this customer service. The
oh, yep. Yeah.
Or man.
I'm okay.
You took that person.
I'm okay. Thank you for asking.
Ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
What about the woman who was like held hostage, crawling right past your door on her hands and feet, crying as she crawled towards police officers with their guns drawn? Anything about her?
Yeah, you think no. She's asking for her gift card?
She went by and said, is that Linda?